Welcome to the Inside OSU podcast. I'm Burn Sargis. It's been a great year for Oklahoma State Cowboy Golf. Last May, the team won its 11th national championship. The title was extra special because it was won on our home course, Karsten Creek. In another magical moment, reigning U.S. amateur champion and cowboy golfer Victor Hovland was the low amateur at last month's Masters. The Cowboys then won the Big 12 championship. This weekend, head coach Alan Bratton's team heads to the NCAA regional to seek back-to-back national championships. So we took the podcast to the locker room in Karsten Creek. Our guests are Alan Bratton and Victor Hovland. We wanted to know what it takes to assemble a championship team and how a young man from Oslo, Norway ended up at OSU and then sitting at the Masters with Tiger Woods. So let's talk golf on this week's Inside OSU podcast. Well, I'm in the OSU Cowboy locker room with head coach Alan Bratton and National Player of the Year Victor Hovland, the low amateur at the Masters and the U.S. Amateur Champion, current reigning U.S. Amateur Champion. Welcome, guys. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
You bet. Well, we're shooting this just right after the Masters. I mean, this is the Thursday following the Sunday final round. It must have been a heck of an experience, wasn't it?
It was all right, above average.
Yeah. Had you played Augusta before, national before?
So I went there a couple weekends before the tournament started.
That's the first time you ever
saw
it?
That was the first time, yeah.
Yeah. So what'd you think? I mean, that I can score on this place?
Oh, yeah. It was, because I've never been there, but I've heard so many cool things about it.
Brought it on TV, I bet, a lot.
Yeah. And it was kind of everything that I imagined, but just kind of even more severe than I would have thought.
Well, let me back up just a little bit. We're going to get to you, Coach. don't feel neglected. Tell me the journey from Norway into golf. You're from Oslo, Norway. How'd you get into golf, and how did you make your way to Oklahoma State University?
So my dad used to work in the States. He used to work in St. Louis, Missouri. And on the way to work, he had to drive past the driving range. And that kind of got him inspired. And when he was done working here, he came back home with a golf set, and that's kind of how I started. And I was about 3 or 4 years old. And
was there a golf team in your school?
We don't really have golf teams. My parents joined a club about 25 minutes away from my house, and that's just kind of where I played after school. And I would play a lot of junior events and amateur events and in Europe. And there's this one tournament called the European Boys Team Championships where around maybe 15 teams representing every country come and play, and a lot of college coaches come and recruit. And in 2013, I believe it was in Scotland, I played, and Coach Bratton was out there watching, and kind of just kept in touch after that.
So, Alan, what did you think when you – did you think you – really had found a gem?
I really did.
In the rough?
Yeah, I did. I was fortunate. I went over there to watch another player, Christopher Ventura, who ended up coming to school here as well. And in doing that, I spent a lot of time around the Norwegian team, and I loved the kind of the team spirit they had, for one. And I saw this guy that was new to the team, which was Victor, and I just thought I saw something special. He was not the best player on the team at the time, but I liked the way he competed. He was not afraid of the stage. And I thought I saw something special, and fortunately I was right, because his trajectory has been just exactly what you'd like from that point on. Fortunately, he chose Oklahoma State, and I got to see that same calm, composed competitor walk in the fairways at Augusta National, and it was awesome.
Well, of course, one of the great moments was being in the Butler cabin after the Masters and was sitting next to Tiger Woods and being interviewed by Jim Nance. And you said something there at that about Coach Bratton kind of keeping you calm and cool and collected. Yep. You said you might have really messed up out there.
Yeah, it's, obviously it's a very big stage. And,
oh, man. Was there any time on the course that, I mean, any particular hole, or was there anything where you afraid, I think I'm losing it here?
Not really. I was actually really calm during the whole week. Obviously, I think the first few holes, I remember I was Jeff's up by the green on number 2, and I had a good kind of pretty simple chip shot. So a good opportunity for birdie, but I remember like my hands were kind of shaking. I was just trying to just make a clean contact, and then I made a birdie on that hole, and I kind of relaxed a little bit.
Who did you play with in the, did you play in the practice round?
Yeah.
Who did you play with?
So I played with Sergio Garcia on Monday, nine holes, and a good buddy of mine who was also playing as an amateur, Alvaro Ortiz. And the next day I played with Bernhard Langer. And Wednesday, I played with Ricky Fowler, Brooks Koepka, and DJ. So, or
that
Dustin Johnson.
Must have been an incredible experience to play with those guys. They, I mean, Langer is a complete legend.
Yeah, yeah, he's a machine.
Yeah, he really is. So, Alan, you caddied for Victor in the U.S. Amateur, which you won, and then of course in the Masters. What do you think? You got a future with Gary? You're in that bag.
Everybody keeps asking me that, but the one thing that makes a good caddy is to have a good horse that you're on their bag. So I've been fortunate to be on some good ones, and this guy's one of the best for sure.
Was there a lot of conversation? And you know, this looks like a soft seven to me, or the hard six, or you know, was there any of that?
Yeah, I mean, we discussed about every single shot, just kind of what our thought process were. And I mean, he knows my distances very well with the irons, so we discussed about everything, and then when I stepped in there with the club, it was just kind of hit it.
Yeah.
And that's your whole goal as a caddy, is just to try to make sure that they do step into every shot with trust and conviction and just where they can be themselves. And he did a wonderful job of that. In fact, he was so calm all week, he kept asking me, what's wrong with me? You know, I told him about a player that threw up on the way to the course the first day, and he's like, gosh, I don't feel that way at all. So, and that's just a testament to how prepared he is and how good he is. And again, that's one of the things that separates him from other guys that are 21 years old.
You know, I remember Jack Nicklaus when he won the Masters. He was like 46 years old or something, the last one he won. And a reporter asked him what he attributed it to. He said, I was below the hole on 17 out of 18 holes.
Wow.
You got to stay below the hole.
Those greens are treachery, so you got to...
What were they rolling at? What was the step on them?
I mean, they were a little slower than I think they normally are because of the rain and all that, but they're still pretty fast, and with the downhill putts, you're barely touching the ball. I mean, they were probably rolling about 12s out there, and with the slopes and everything, it feels a lot faster, so...
Alan, you were on the 95 National Championship team, which they wrote a book about, the last putt, when Oklahoma State played Stanford, we all played Stanford. And you actually played with just four players, didn't you? They had five. And Tiger Woods was a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
And what is that kind of championship experience here? How does that create a legacy for our golf program?
Well, for me, that was the ultimate. Chris Tidlin and I were seniors on that team, and that was, we were about to be the only guys to play 4 years for Mike Holder and not win a championship. So fortunately, we went out on top like that. And if you saw the presentation in the Butler cabin before Victor went on, you saw Victor and Tiger talking, and I don't know if it's true or not, but I'm going to tell myself that Victor was reminding him how Oklahoma State had beat Tiger in that thing, and we'll just leave it at that.
What? Talk about the magnitude of what Tiger accomplished after all he's been through to win the Masters again.
Well, I was reading some things today where Jim Nance, who's been there, I think 86 was the first one that he called as an announcer, and which... I mean, as far as I'm concerned, that was the greatest Masters of all time until maybe this year. And Jim Nance thought it was the best sporting event he ever called.
He does basketball.
he does
football,
them all.
Yeah.
And his memory's unbelievable. And Victor got to witness him doing some of the broadcasts there at the end from the Butler cabin. And I saw Michael Jordan tweeted today that he thought it was the greatest comeback ever. So when you've got guys like that that can relate, that have a history over time to try to compare things, it's hard not to give them some credibility, and what a special thing for Victor and I both to get to enjoy that. We watched the last hour and a half of the broadcast with the door open to one of the cabins, and you could hear the roars coming around the golf course. And you've always heard of that, but we got to experience that. So again, just another thing to kick it up a notch for Victor and an unforgettable week.
Well, it was tremendous for Oklahoma State golf. I mean, to have you there and your poise and just your character on the interview was fantastic. It really did us proud, Victor.
Well, thank you.
Very proud of you. But let's go back. You won the national championship last year, and pretty decisively, finally, against Alabama after we, was it Texas A&M that we kind of struggled with?
Mm-hmm.
But this team's playing really well. I mean, you're back. You said in the Butler cabin, I'm going back to school tomorrow, and I saw you at the Academic Awards banquet the next night.
Yeah.
But this team's going well. What do we need to do to be sure we can win it again in Northwest Arkansas?
Well, the main thing we need to do is just be ourselves. We're fortunate. We've got the best team coming in. And, you know, we know what it takes to win. Our guys, we returned 4 of the 5 guys from last year. And so we know what to do. We just need to be ourselves. And if we do that, everything will be just fine. And hopefully we can promote the event and let everybody know. It's not that far of a drive for a lot of orange-clad fans. So that was a real difference maker for us last year. They talked about the home field advantage being the golf course, but really the advantage, Carson Creek's just as penal for us as it is for anyone else. But the advantage we had was all the fans that were out. So hopefully we can duplicate that in Arkansas this year. And if we show up and bring our game, we're going to like the result.
Yeah, this has got to really help recruiting. I mean, there's not a junior golfer around that doesn't know, especially after what Victor's done this year, knows about Oklahoma State golf.
Yeah, my phone's been blowing up with emails from recruits since the Masters. Recruits, caddies for this guy, and, you know, dates.
The agents.
You have no problem getting a date. So
yeah, somebody said they just feel it's like a Pied Piper. You just, a bunch of agents are following you around.
Yeah, it's been a little crazy.
So recruiting's going well, though.
Recruiting's going very well.
He could probably help you a little bit on recruiting.
I think so. I think we've got Norway locked down.
Yeah.
And hopefully all of Europe and everywhere else. People are certainly paying attention, and he's a great representative for our golf program and for our university, so we couldn't be prouder.
I guess this golf course, Carson Creek, and this facility is a tremendous asset for recruiting and just players being feeling valued and have all the things they need to be successful.
Yeah, it's for sure a great place that you can come and practice and just get better. Of course, it's really hard, and if you can shoot good scores out here, you're going to do well other places. So yeah. It's really a treat that we're able to be out here.
It's a little bit like Augusta. You need to stay below the hole.
Yeah, you do. You do.
That's right. I know this from personal experience. But some holes it's better to be 14 feet from the hole below it than 4 feet above it.
That's for sure.
Coach Braddon, what really, when you're looking at assembling a team, you know, like in football, you're recruiting receivers and you're recruiting linebackers because you don't have enough and the like. But here, you've got to get 5 players out on the course that can really perform. What do you look at mainly? Is it their skills, their attitude, their personalities? What are the qualities you're looking for?
Well, it's a little bit of all of that. One of the differences maybe between recruiting golf and football is you might recruit a guy to come in and play quarterback, and if he doesn't quite cut it at quarterback, you can put him in another position. We've got to recruit quarterbacks, and they have to play quarterback. Mm-hmm. So obviously we start with a skill set that you're looking for. And then from there, you start to look at all the intangibles. Some of the things that I saw in Victor were the intangibles that you don't really know what someone's all about. But you can learn that from conversation and trying to observe things that I've been watching great players for a long time. So you're looking to put those pieces together. But obviously, it starts with their skills.
But really, I would assume this is a team sport when you're playing golf here. You get out on the tour, it's an individual sport. But mm-hmm. Here, it's a team sport. And so chemistry, I would think, is very important. I mean, because the players kind of boost everybody up and everybody works together.
Yeah, for sure. And the chemistry on our team the last few years has been fantastic. And you hope to try to recruit that. You're looking for people that are uber competitive because, you know, we the best thing I can do for any of our players is to surround them with other really good players. So a lot of times that means they may be coming here for less scholarship than they could get somewhere else, but hopefully they recognize there's value added on top of that for the fact that we can surround them with other All-Americans and good coaching and have them butt heads and really sharpen their skills. And our group's been great at that. It's, you know, some guys have, you're kind of in and out of the lineup because it's very competitive, but that they haven't let that eat away at any of the chemistry, and that's really put our team over the top. And the reason we can do that is leadership that we've had from our former players and current leaders like we have in Victor or Zach Boshue. They've been wonderful leaders. They've built a great friendship and good examples for our guys to follow and how to work on their game. And again,
because you get somebody that could be a great player, but if he's a real jerk, he can really kind of mess
up. That's not great for
the locker room. Yeah, the locker room. Yeah.
We've been fortunate. The group we have isn't above sacrificing for the good of the whole. And at the end of the day, they learn that makes them a better individual. And then when they leave here, they've got a fraternity of players to help them down the road. And their responsibility of the program doesn't end when they leave here. And Victor's benefited from that, whether it's Charles Howell or Ricky or Hunter or Bo Van Pelt or any of the guys that they may run into out there on the tour. And here in a few years, that'll be some of the guys we have now. And hopefully they keep that legacy on of an attachment to our current players and helping them while they're here and beyond.
We want to thank Coach Bratton and Victor Hovland for visiting with us. So remember, regionals are this weekend, followed by the NCAA championships in Fayetteville, Arkansas, from May 24th through May 29th. If you want to learn more about the OSU golf team, go to O-State TV and the Inside OSU channel. You can see video of our interviews at Carston Creek, and you might even get a putting lesson or two. And that's the podcast for this week. We'll be back next week, so make sure to hit the subscribe or share button. We appreciate your support. I'm Burns Hargis. Have a great week.